Hello, people. Welcome to Off Broadway on www.coachofsix.com. Sponsored by. Is it still sponsored by Yahtzee? No. Sponsored by www.yahtzee.com. And is it still sponsored by Super Asbestos?
Brown Cow Sound.
Brown Cow Sound. Does that have a web address that we can.
Not yet.
Okay, who's Brown Cow Sound? Is that you?
No, I'm sorry.
It's
the song guy, Mike.
Oh, okay. I might have some use for some of that. Well,
yeah, he's three times now he's done this show for us. It's been pretty amazing. Yeah, sounded the best sounding shows we've had yet.
Cool.
So it's been pretty good. But yeah, well, tonight we have Telepathetic playing, and they'll be joining us shortly. Or how long will they, Tully? Oh, probably not for a while.
Yeah, a few minutes.
10,
15,
minutes.
20 minutes.
Good.
Who knows? Anyway, they've been around for a while.
Have they?
Well, I remember seeing Telepathetic for the first time opening for the Freedom Fighters.
Really?
Who, you know, Freedom Fighters have been broke up for a while.
Yep, they have been. Now Freedom Fighters are capital.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Missing the drummer, pretty much, and the bassist. New drummer and bassist.
So unless I'm really, really mistaken, Telepathetic's been around the block a few times. But,
It seems like lately there's a lot of these new bands with Etic.
There's with what?
The last name of Etic, or
Etic.
Ending in an IC. Is that one...
Solipsistic.
Yep. Telepathetic.
Telepathetic. Gosh, I'm trying to think of another one.
Yeah, there's a couple more out there that are icks. Not saying that icks bad, but the suffix.
The suffix ick?
Ick. I see.
Would that qualify as a suffix?
I think so. Maybe. Well, otherwise it'd be telepath.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, where have you been lately? I haven't seen you for a while.
I have been working and going to Vikings games and...
Vikings game,
well,
huh?
One Vikings game with Phil.
Ah.
We went this Sunday, actually, to
really?
The season...
How was that?
The opener. It was good. It was really fun.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
Does Yahtzee get free tickets to Vikings games?
No. Phil has tickets, like, went in with some people, I think, and got season tickets. So
that was a good idea.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I guess we could talk about, there's a couple other shows going on in Fargo this evening. There's the,
what
Me First.
Me First.
And Mockman.
On Sympathy Records.
Sympathy.
One of the best labels in the world.
Exactly. Exactly. Rocket from the Crypt is on Sympathy for a while.
Yep. Now they don't have, or wait, they just signed to a new label. They got dropped by Interscope.
Yep.
And they signed to, what the hell are they? It's like a pretty small label in the grand scheme of things. Vagrant Records.
That's right.
The company that has Get Up Kids.
Yep. I do like those Get Up Kids. I think they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah? I like to make fun of the Get Up Kids. I like them. I mean, they're a good enough band and everything, but I like to make fun of them.
What do you make fun of them about? Just because they're more of an emo, or...
The fact that they have keyboards and stuff like that. I just like to make fun of stuff.
Yeah,
like
there you go.
Like, I like to make fun of the Get Up Kids, the Dismemberment Plan, and... God, there's another... Oh, Promise Ring. Three emo bands, or not really emo bands, but three indie rock bands I like to make fun of.
Promise Ring kind of, I don't know. I like some of their stuff, and then I hate a lot of their stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship with Promise Ring.
Yeah. It can be kind of hit or miss. I like their old stuff a lot better.
How about that new Sunny Day Real Estate?
I kind of like what I've heard from it.
Yep.
Like, I don't like it enough to buy it.
Yep.
But
so I got it free.
Oh, yeah?
From Ross Rayla.
Okay.
But it seems so, well, it's so produced. Like,
yeah,
it's
that's
super fucking produced.
Somebody said it sounds like Geddy Lee singing on it.
Oh, Geddy.
And I like that because I like Rush.
Do you ever listen to Pavement?
Pavement?
Yeah. Pavement has a great lyrics off a lyric mm-hmm. off Bright in the Corners.
Is it like her? What is it? Does he sound that way when he talks, or something like that? I can't think of that.
Things like Geddy Lee. How did his voice get so high? I know him. He's just another ordinary guy. I know him, and he does.
Yeah, that's it.
I love that. That's not the exact lyrics, but I kind of pieced that together.
Yeah, pretty close. It's more. It's a lot more close than I was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never really gotten too heavy into Pavement, but
I've been. It's kind of funny when I first listened to Pavement. There's this one song off of Slanted Enchanted, but off Crooked Rain.
Uh-huh.
It's a piano song, and it's all piano except for one small. There's this little like whistle thing that goes woo 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 woo, and there's no words, no nothing. And I was like, God, I totally dug that. I was like, all right. So I checked out. I went and bought the album, and I was just like, this is nothing to do with this little piano song. I started listening to it, enjoying it, and then I think it was about 94. I saw the video on 120 Minutes, Cut Your Hair.
Uh-huh.
When everyone's sitting in the chairs in the barbershop, and they're all getting their hair cut together. And I kind of fell in love with them. And ever since then, I've been a huge Pavement fan. I think I own just about every major album that they put out. There's some albums I don't have yet, but...
That's kind of how I am with Guided by Voices, actually.
Yeah.
I've got... I think I might have every, official full-length album that Guided by Voices have ever done. Like, even their... Like, I just recently got their box set that has their first six albums on it. So I've got two copies of Guided by Voices' second album.
I didn't know.
I have the original pressing and the box set.
See, I didn't even know that they had a box set out now.
Yeah, it came out like 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
And I didn't buy it when it was brand new because I didn't like them as much back then.
But now...
I thought they were good. Like, that was when I was working at Disc and Tape, as it was called at the time.
Yep.
And Dean, my boss there, he really loved Guided by Voices a lot. And he'd play them all the time when I was there. And I'd hear them and think, oh, these guys are pretty good. But I never, listened to them hard enough to where I, really got turned on to them.
Yep.
And then we got the box set there. And I remember even popping it in a few times, listening to it.
Is there a lot of unreleased stuff in that?
A lot of out-of-print stuff,
okay.
Not really unreleased. Because it's all it is the first six albums.
Okay.
Basically everything before... what's it called? B-1000.
Okay.
And at least as far as I can think, it's most everything before B-1000. And I played it a few times and liked it, and I never bought it. And then over probably a year or two later, I started to really like Guided by Voices, and then a couple months ago, I found the box set on eBay for $30.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, hell, I get that.
How much is a box set like that usually?
Well, brand new, it was just about $50, I think. And it's six albums.
Yeah, that's it.
Six albums for $30.
$5 an album.
Yeah. And I got it on vinyl, which is probably even harder to find than a copy on
CD. Yeah, exactly.
And
probably even more expensive, I would think. I don't know. A good box set on vinyl is tough to find.
A lot of collector scum out there who... probably wouldn't want to sell it, so I was lucky to get it on vinyl. And
do you have most of your stuff, Guy by Voices, on vinyl?
Most of it. I've got four of their albums on CD.
Cool.
The rest is all on vinyl, which would be 6, 7, 8, 9 albums, I think. They've got a lot of albums, so I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I'm waiting for... I've actually been thinking about going to buy that, if I can find it on vinyl, getting the Pixies box set.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It'd be just kind of nice to have a lot of...
Yeah.
I used to have just about every Pixies album, and then it was all on CD, and someone broke into my car and stole them all. And I was just kind
of seems to be something that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know? Stolen.
Especially when you just get your collection up, you get everything of that band, and you're just like, yes, now I don't have to buy anything until something new comes out, and you're fine with it, you listen to whatever you want, whenever... And some little punk asshole comes and breaks in your car and steers your stereo and your CD.
You know, the weird thing is you mentioned that now, and I just realized that I have a bunch of CDs sitting in the front seat of my car.
And Phil's car looks like
license plate. But they're all free promo CDs, which, like, I'm reviewing for... I'm in the process of reviewing for Yahtzeen. But I'd hate to lose some of them because I have the new console in there, and I have Chicks Dig It and J Church in there, which I really like. And so...
What other albums do you have in there for just listening to?
Let's see. You mean new stuff that we've gotten to review?
Yep.
The probably Atom Bomb Pocket Knife is a pretty cool band. I never checked them out before. They were one of these bands. I have a hard time getting into bands that everybody like rants and raves about how good they are.
Yep.
Like Modest Mouse is one of those bands.
Hey, you know what? I just got into the Modest Mouse thing.
Really?
And like, I get so mad at people due to the fact that, well, some people love them, some people hate them.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you listen to the early Modest Mouse stuff, like before this last album came out,
the Moon in Antarctica.
I
think Moon in Antarctica is a crappy album.
Do you?
I think
there's some songs on it probably my top 100 songs I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know, the beginning of Stars Are Projectors makes me want, like, just, sounds like nails on chalkboard to me.
I see a lot of thing is with, like a band like Pavement and a band like Modest Mouse, the voice of the singer is what really turns off a lot of people.
Well, I like his voice. I bought, the first Guide Above Voices album I bought was just to say, okay, I'm going to check these guys out finally. It was that compilation, collection, Building Nothing Out of Something.
Mm-hmm.
I finally, I resisted them long enough, and I was like, okay, I'm going to check this out. And I think his voice is really good.
You know,
but that song All Night Diner on that album is, one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Really?
I, want to hit somebody when I hear that song.
I don't know if you have this yet, but What's Up with Manador compilation album.
Okay. I don't think I have that one.
You should check that out.
Compilation I bought from Matador is the 10th anniversary one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I've been looking at purchasing that one.
That's good. It's three CDs and it's dirt cheap.
Yep. I got the What's Up with Matador is, you should actually get it on CD because I went and bought it on vinyl. And the one on CD comes with two songs from Pavement, two songs from Railroad Jerk, two songs from John Spencer, and on the record it's one. And I was super pissed. I'm all right, I'm going to go buy it on vinyl. I can get everything I want. And then I looked after I bought them, motherfucker. I was so ticked off that it wasn't that those songs weren't on there. And, those songs are pretty much B-sides, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And But the Guided by Voices song on there, I can't remember what the name of it is offhand, but it's super good, good. And I think it's on the same side as Cat Power is. And Cat Power was never a band I ever really listened to until I bought this album, and totally impressed.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
I know, Manador has some really great bands on there.
Or them, or whatever you would call Cat Power.
Yep, exactly.
But, yeah, I like... Cat Power is very good. Which is another band that I didn't... If I remember correctly, Dean at Disc and Tape / Discontent, really liked them and played them all the time, and I was
Dean was a pretty big Manador guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I've had a few talks with Dean since he's been away.
Actually,
and,
The epitome of Matador fans, I think of a guy like Dean actually when I think of Matador.
I think of when would you say Dean graduated from college?
I think he graduated from NDSU if I remember correctly, but I don't remember.
93? I mean, he's a little bit older.
Yeah, he's been graduated for a while.
Yeah.
Or either graduated or nearly graduated.
He's kind of the epitome of the old college rock stations, you know? Back when REM was still college rock and not mainstream and stuff like that.
The sad thing is that I haven't seen Dean for a really long time. Ever since, he's basically one of the managers at Discontent, one of the top brass there or whatever. And I haven't seen him much.
He's usually over at the skate park now.
Really?
But,
is he ever out in the store? Because I never see
no,
him.
He's usually in back pretty much. I'll walk back there, say hi to him, see what he's up to.
I should do that one day because it'd be fun to talk to him. But
are we going to... I guess we need to wrap up right here. This is the Off-Broadway Show with Phil Hunt and Jay Miller. And it's brought to you by www.yachtscene.com and also Brown Cow Sound. And coming up right now is Telepathetic. And you guys have a nice evening. We'll talk to you later.